Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Jesse from GA Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are important and needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you, this is not a sales call.
Okay.
Yeah, I assure you, this is not a sales call. You are Georgia. Are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Georgia voter? Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think of yourself as a male, female, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, not exclusively male nor female, or an additional gender category or other? Please specify.
No, I'm female.
You're female. Thank you. And what is the year of your birth, please?
1969.
Thank you so very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what is your race? Please select all that apply. White, Black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I guess you can say Asian. I'm Southeast Asian.
Southeast Asian. Okay, so you're Asian, definitely.
Yes.
What level of schooling are you currently enrolled in? 12th grade or below? No high school diploma? High school graduate diploma or equivalent? Some college but no degree? Associate degree? Bachelor's degree? Master's degree? Professional degree? Like MD, DDS, or doctor?
Yeah, no, I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means it just has some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all, from 0 to 10.
I think right now a 5.
A 5. Okay, thank you so much. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. And please rate your feelings over some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard that person or organization or even issue, please indicate that. Kamala Harris.
I would
Kamala
say.
My say. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's fine. I would say like a 2.
Like a 2. Thank you. The Republican Party?
Oh, 0.
Okay, thank you. Senator
Zero
Raphael,
means I don't like them at all, correct?
It means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them.
Yes, okay. 0 for Republicans.
0. Mm-hmm. Senator Raphael Warnock?
You know, I'm going to just say a 6.
A 6, thank you. Joe Biden?
No. Unfortunately, I would have to say a 0.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
Oh, definitely a 0.
Okay. The Democratic Party? Sure.
It's hard to say. I'm a Democrat, but right now I would say, I think 5 right now.
Okay. Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
No, 0.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Let's move forward. And now, I know it's a long way up, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party?
Other independent third party. I would not vote for any of them.
And it's totally understanding. Your opinion is needed, as I said, man. Thank you very much for sharing it with us. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you so much. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Statement A or B?
Okay, can you repeat that A again?
Yeah. Statement A is voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
I'm going to say B.
Okay, somewhat more or much more?
I'm sorry?
Would you say somewhat more or much more towards that statement?
I would say somewhat more.
Thank you very much. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Which one of the three comes closer to your opinion?
I'm going to say three because that's what I hope.
Mm-hmm. The last one that I read, right? Number
yeah,
three. Thank
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the planet.
Oh, negative.
Your own future?
I mean, can I say neutral? I don't know.
This one, we're limited to negative and positive, ma'am.
Positive. Okay, well, I'll say positive.
That's perfect. Thank you for your opinion. And the future of the country?
Negative.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you? Or has it been about the same?
The same.
About the same? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I don't know enough about the candidates because elections are rigged and vote won't matter. I don't have time to vote because voting doesn't change the things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates. It is too difficult for me to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote.
The one where you said I don't like the candidates, I think that was the third option? Okay.
It was actually the fifth option. I don't like any of the candidates, and you can select another one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can select another one? Oh.
Yeah, up to two answers.
Can you repeat the other one? I'm sorry.
I don't know enough about the candidates because elections are rigged. Rigged, I believe, R-I-G-G-E-D, rigged.
Yeah,
and my vote won't matter. I don't have time to vote because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. It is too difficult for me to vote, and racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote.
None of them actually apply to me. None of them actually apply to me personally.
That's perfectly fine. Thank you. No worries. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Democrats, all politicians, Republicans, racist politicians, or none of the above? Please select all that apply.
I would say racist politicians and Republicans.
Racist politicians and Republicans. Thank you. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country, 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happen, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. The first one says, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns from 0 to 10.
I think that's an 8.
An 8, thank you. Now, the next one is having armed vigilance guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
Well, a 10.
Okay. Increasing political violence is in response to American elections.
10.
Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
I think that would probably be like a 7.
Okay. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
Let's see. I mean, I would say a 7.
Okay. And restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
That's a 10.
Thank you. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
10. That's 10.
Okay. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
That's a 10.
Thank you. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
10.
Thank you. Moving forward, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
I would say somewhat of a problem.
Somewhat of a problem, okay.
Yeah.
Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes, no, personally, someone?
I'm trying to think.
Or you have not experienced it?
I haven't personally. I'm just trying to think if I know somebody. I think I'm sure I've spoken to people who have. I just can't remember. So I'll say yes
fine.
To that.
Thank you. And here's a list of statements about values that some people may have. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you neither agree nor disagree, and a 0 means you strongly disagree with the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Yeah. Most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families. Agree or
10.
Disagree from 0 to 10. 10. Thank you.
A 10, yeah.
And we all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all.
A 10.
Whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families.
A 10.
Every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country.
A 10.
Thank you so much. Moving forward, here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about most? You may select up to 2. Voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor. Volunteering for a local organization in my community. Boycotting a company. Engaging in a direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings. Voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress. Donating to political campaigns or organizations. Signing petitions. Marching in a protest, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, talking to friends and family about politics, or none of the above?
Well, how many of those can I pick?
Two, up to two.
Two. So voting in, I know that you said one was voting in the the local governor elections, volunteering as an organization.
Voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And you can select one more, too.
I said volunteering for organizations.
Okay, correct. Donating to political campaigns or organizations, right? Okay.
I'm not donating, but volunteering.
Volunteering, that's the second one, correct. Volunteering for a local organization in the community.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
I would say, living in Georgia, I would say probably an 8.
Okay. Thank you so very much. And one last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Independent third party.
Okay. Okay. Which of the following are you more concerned about, Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
I'm equally concerned about both.
Both?
Neither,
right?
Well, I mean, no. If I have to pick, then it would definitely be Trump's criminal record.
Donald Trump's criminal charges, okay? If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Oh, Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
A Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
A very strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say I'm a moderate. I'm in the middle.
Moderate. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
I own my own home.
Okay. Thank you so much, homeowner. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
Another country.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
Okay. Both of them were born in another country. Okay?
Yes, both, yeah.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
No, I voted 2020.
Yeah, for Joe Biden, the Democrat.
Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
No, I work full-time.
Full-time, thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, between $25,000 to $34,999, between $35,000 to $44,999, between $45,000 to $54,999, between $55,000 to $64,999, between $65,000 to $74,999, between $75,000 to $84,999, between $85,000 to $99,999, between $100,000 to $124,999, $124,999 Yeah, or between $125,000 to $149,999, between $150,000 to $174,999, between
$175,000. Yeah.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time.
All right, bye-bye.